Hey everybody, welcome to Hit Rewind. This is another Perfect Concert playlist. This episode we're discussing The Clash, The Jam, and John and I chose different third bands, so have fun figuring out what that's going to be before we say it. It's harder to choose. We kind of bounced around some bands. You don't like The Police, and I'm weirded out by that.
I will phrase it like this. I only begrudgingly like Message in a Bottle, and that's literally the only Police song I will tolerate.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then we kind of bought, like, I thought maybe we'd do the English beat, but I think we both came up with pretty good ones, because you lay the groundwork for what's to come with your first choice. I'm assuming they're going to be the opener. I could be wrong.
Hell no, they're not going to be the opener.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So, that's going to throw things off. I have to switch things around. Okay, who is your first?
My first one, if we're going to have, say this is a single concert or something like that, my opener would be The Jam.
Okay.
And, you know, they'll begin with Start off Sound Effects. No other real reason. It's just, I think it's kind of fun to start a set with a song title like this. Then they go into Going Underground. You know, it's upbeat, it's fun. Then we'll get to Art School off in the city, where everything's not going to be picking up the pace. The last two tracks are going to be off The Gift, where we got Precious. You know, we're going to have everybody start dancing, having fun. And then we're going to close it out with let's be honest, it's going to be the song that everybody's here for, which is Town Called Malice.
Yeah, yeah. So I did more of The Jam, and I tried to do this as if it was a real concert, like how it would flow. I think I got a little lazy at the end. So it kind of ends on a softer note than I expected. So I do want to start off with Town Called Malice, because I feel like, you know, the keyboards kicking in as they're coming out to the stage is going to make people go crazy. And then follow that up with Going Underground, Eaton Rifles. Modern World, In the City, That's Entertainment, Boy About Town, David Watts, The Beat Surrender, Down in the Tube Station at Midnight. And then the last two are a little somber, so maybe I'll switch out, like, Going Underground for the end if I really did this. English Rose and Bitterest Pills, they're a little bit softer.
Yeah, English Rose was a song that I was thinking about having on the list, but at the same time kind of going, well, if I'm doing it as an opener and with these, I kind of do it as, like, my opener has five songs.
Yeah, that's usually how we do it. I have a weird connective tissue thing here, so I'm going to switch it up because of the way you have yours aligned. So go ahead with your second band.
Okay, well then it would be The Clash, and they're going to start off with, of course, Should I Stay or Should I Go? You know, because, come on, one, it's popular, and also, it builds. It's got a nice build to
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Then, of course, we'll get I Fought the Law. You know, everyone gets moving, which it appears really nicely with the song Police on My Back. Then let's get dancey again. We're going to do Rock the Casbah. And then go to Slow It Down with London Calling. And we're also going to mix that with Guns of Brixton. You know, grooves. We're gonna have groove going.
Fucking groove on that is so good.
Oh, yeah. And then we'll speed it up a bit. You know, kind of like it's going to be rising to this climax with all the young punks. Give them enough rope. And then I'm going to leave everyone chilled out with Rebel Waltz.
Okay. I think all of mine are basically fairly well-known singles if you know The Clash. So there's nothing really going to be surprising here. You threw me for a loop for a couple of them. But I want to start off with This Is Radio Clash. I thought it'd be a fun way to start. It was just kind of like slam in the face and also just announcing who they are, you know? Sometimes I want to go in chronological order. Like, if it had been that, I probably would have started off with, like, White Riot, you know, when they were a pure, like, 100% punk band before they started introducing, like, ska and world music and stuff like that and expanding their sound. But I didn't go that way, so haha. Rudy Can't Fail. That is theirs, right? Rudy Can't Fail.
Shit. Man, I'm trying to think.
I think I accidentally added an English beat song. Shit. Rudy Can't Fail. It's gotta be. Please tell me it's a Clash song.
I have to look that up. Off the top of my head, I don't think so, but then again.
It is! Yes, it's off London Calling. Woo.
Okay. I'm sort of going, doesn't sound familiar, but then again, it's like, why, you know, it's like, I love London Calling, but then again, I couldn't name you every single track off of it.
Guns of Brixton, and then I have my three Law and Order ones, Police and Thieves, Police on My Back, and then I Fought the Law.
Yeah.
Then I go Train in Vain, London Calling, White Riot. This one's maybe a little more obscure, but I thought it was a single, was Lost in the Supermarket.
I believe that's off of London Calling.
Yeah. Should I Stay or Should I Go Now? Spanish Bombs and Rack the Casbah. That's kind of how you wrap it up, like on a big fun note.
Well, yeah, everyone's got to have fun. Like I said, with this, there's a reason also why I kind of want to have everybody chilled out when they leave, when the Clash ends.
Yeah.
If you are done, then I'll explain why. Otherwise, keep going.
I am done. You know what's funny is the Jam is so much more somber than the Clash. I just realized, like, balancing out the songs, there's a sadness to so much of their stuff.
What's also kind of funny is, like, it kind of makes sense the intensity of where my bands go to, as opposed to, like, it's definitely a rising action.
Mm. All right, and your closer.
The headliner of this one, and if you have ever heard anything about the guy, you would know why no one goes after Iggy Pop, because you cannot outstage Iggy Pop. Listen to Henry Rollins talk about trying to one-up Iggy, and it's insane.
Yeah, I think you had me read that, yeah.
Yeah, so, yes, the Stooges are going to be... the main act on this, and of course you're gonna get start off with TVI off Funhouse. Just imagine Iggy coming out with screaming on that song. It's just thing, and then okay, we're gonna slow it down. We're gonna do No Fun off the Stooges, and then Gimme Danger again. But you're with Gimme Danger. We're now priming this powder keg, and now Funhouse is going to be the next one. You know, it's party time. We're gonna build the intensity, but everyone's gonna have fun. And then we're gonna do something new, or newer anyway. Burn off of Ready to Die, and remember that powder keg I was mentioning earlier?
Yeah,
this is where it goes off.
Okay,
because Burn is such a, you know, is a tense, fast rock song. And then we're going to keep going. Now the pit's going to be in full force, because it's going to be I Want to Be Your Dog. Everyone's going to be beating the shit out of each other in that song. So, come on. And, you know, we're not going to slow it down, because we're going to go into 1970. And then the set ends on Ready to Die. You know, it's something that kind of feels like it's final.
Yeah.
So then, you know, obviously everyone goes off. And the encore starts with Search and Destroy. And immediately we're just going to have so much intensity. But since we ended the set on something, you know, Ready to Die, let's end the actual full-on show with Lust for Life.
Nice. You know, it's funny is because of this podcast, I actually sat and just listened to Iggy Pop, like, for an hour or two. And it's just interesting where his career went after he left the Stooges. Because he, you know, his first one, Lust for Life, really is, I think it's the first solo one, is pretty much still in line with what he was doing with the Stooges. Better production value, of course, but then all of a sudden it just, like, starts steering off, and, like, he's doing lounge music, and, like, there's some songs that sound like... Go ahead.
Listen to Blah Blah Blah. I mean, all of a sudden he's got the new wave record.
Yeah, he's got French songs. He's got electronica. He's got songs where it sounds like he's at the end of a fucking shitty bar. 2 o'clock in the morning. They're getting ready to close. It's last call. He's got a whiskey in one hand, a cigarette in the other, and he's going to tell you a serious fucking story. And he ain't going to sing it. He's just going to tell it to you while a guy in the background is playing his bass. Boom, 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 boom. Very fascinating. No one ever talks about how his career changed so much. They only ever talk about, like, Bowie and Madonna, how they went through so much change.
Well, that's the thing is, you bring up Bowie, and I mentioned it to you when you had mentioned that you were surprised by it. And really, when Bowie and Pop connected, he really brought something out of them, and you can hear that. Now, like with what is it? Rob, is it Rob Power? Yeah, I think it's Rob Power, where there's both a Bowie version and a Iggy version, and I do actually prefer the Iggy thing, but you can like, because it's a little bit rawer, but you can hear like just, you know, you just can see that the, you know, Bowie's pulling this great, you know, like what could have really, what is greatness out of pop, which is, you know, was always there.
Yeah.
But it's like sometimes you just kind of needed that helping hand, otherwise he would just probably just burned out.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, is it my turn? Sorry.
It's your turn.
All right, so originally going to be the connective tissue, but if you think how things flow with the band, it makes much more sense for a special encore of Big Audio Dynamite coming out. Just for, you know, five songs, just for a fun little, hey, this is what happened after we ended. Sorry, I tried with Joe Strummer. I just couldn't get into his stuff. But, it, you know, it's like that weird evolution you saw after. You know, like the last album of The Clash really starts to get eclectic. And I can see where Big Audio Dynamite would be the next step. And they're doing samples, electronica dance music. I feel there's a lot of what the Beastie Boys were looking for in Paul's Boutique is in some of Big Audio Dynamite stuff. And so, I mean, of course, you're going to start off with the one that everybody knows. If the lights are off, you think the concert's basically over, and all of a sudden you hear the, you know, whatever, and then everybody goes, what? Rush for the change, you know, whatever. So E equals MC squared would come after that. The Globe, Medicine Show, and then closing it all is Union Jack. You know, they're just going to unveil a huge flag, whatever, and everybody, the Clash, the Jam, and, you know, they're all going to get together on stage for that last song.
Just poof.
Yep.
There we go. All right. I think we both have fun shows.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting is the show that I do this show with someone else, and ours will go on forever. We'll go on these strange old tangents, and I love the fact that you and I really just fucking laser-focused and get through these. So they're shorter.
Oh, well, I know there'd be bands where I'd just go off on, oh, this is why I need everything about this is why I'm going to do this.
And yeah.
Some of these ones, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to cut through anything. It's just, boom, this is why I'm doing it, because it's fun.
Yeah, yeah. All right, that is it for this episode. We're going on to Goth of the 80s for our next one. All right, everybody, have a good one. Huh?
Later.
All right.